he had neuralgic, facial neuralgia, and they was going to go in there and clip that nerve so it wouldn't hurt, and he died. He took pneumonia from it. Mm-hmm. He was 82, and he'd ride every day on that horse. He'd get up on that horse as well as anybody.
My goodness.
Take his cows to feed them.
I guess it was just second nature.
Well, because he rode a horse so much.
Uh-huh.
Cowboy.
Did you ever ride a side saddle?
No. I never rode a horse. My sister did, but I never liked to ride a horse.
How were these generally ridden?
Well, the ladies in those days rode the side saddle. Of course, my sisters, they rode like a straddle, like the boys. But my mother had a real nice riding skirt, habit, skirt. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. She looked real nice when they'd help her up on the horse, you know. There's two stirrups that's on one side, you know, but the feet in.
Oh, one is higher than the other?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
She could really ride. I suppose my father taught her that right on.
How did it happen that you never rode?
I was a busy girl. I think they put me to work. See, I was the oldest girl in the family, and I didn't have time to learn to ride. My younger sisters did. They could just get on a horse and just gallop off.
They didn't have to worry. They knew you'd do the chores.
Yes.
Did men have trouble with their shirts in those days? Buy them to fit and then wash them a few times and they'd pinch them in the neck?
Well, no, my mother, she did the sewing. She even made the shirts and everything. They didn't have the collar on their dress shirts. The collar was separate, you know. And in there came a time in the 1900s that they had the celluloid collars. You ever hear of those?
Yeah.
Yeah. But my husband never wore them. He had separate collars for his shirt, and his mother washed them and ironed them, you see. Separate collars and cuffs.
Those celluloid collars, I guess, make pretty good sense.
Yes.
You didn't have to scrub them.
Yeah, they's all right, but my husband didn't. He thought they's a little tacky.
You thought they didn't look good?
Yes, he didn't think that. He didn't like them. He never wore any. He didn't ever own one.
Well, how about other garments? Did they ever get too tight after they were washed?
You mean they shrunk? My mother usually shrunk all of her material before she made it up.
Uh-huh.
Put it in hot water, and then in cool water, and let it soak, and then hang it out and let it dry.
Uh-huh.
We always shrunk our material, even the woolen material, we would shrink that, you know.
Uh-huh.
Before we made it up, yes, they'd shrink. I know they, in those days, you know, all of our babies, we couldn't raise them like they do now, but they wore flannels. Well, I wouldn't know how to raise a baby without a flannel petticoat in the winter.
Keep them warm.
Keep them over their legs.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's why they used to wear those little dresses, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, I never thought of that.
Uh-huh. Yes, the dresses came down.
Different heating in the house?
All of my children had them. That my babies, I didn't have the real long dresses like they used to wear on the babies, you know, that just all, when you held them up, almost touched the floor. But mine, they came below the feet about like this until they'd get to where they could stand on the feet. But now, you know, they just put little diaper shirts on them.
Yeah.
You don't have any clothes on them hardly.
Let the automatic heating take
uh-huh.
care of them.
But I couldn't have raised my babies without a flannel petticoat. And I'll say from September on, and of course October, I had some born in October. They always wore flannel petticoats.
I just wonder if they wouldn't be healthier now if they had a little more protection.
But I think sometimes those babies just